two.
What's up, guys? Oh my gosh, it's been a while. Galing kasi dun sa box eh.
Okay, well, hold on.
Oh my gosh, we're back. We are back for another season of... Wow, season na kagad. Joke lang. But wow. Can you imagine? What? Isang taon na tayong hindi nag-episode.
Last year tayo yung nag-episode.
Bagong taon na. Happy New Year to everyone. Hopefully you all had a fruitful New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
We were actually planning to release an episode nung New Year. Kaya lang...
Noong 31.
Kaya lang naisip namin, busy na din naman lahat, so wala na din naman talaga. And also, masarap makipagkwentuhan to start the New Year.
Yeah.
Diba? How's... Kumustahan mo na? Ano mga nangyayari sa amin? Sobrang gastos nung December.
Well, we actually kasi after Christmas. Okay. So, will we kwento Christmas? Christmas na lang. Okay, so Christmas Eve sa amin. Actually before, basta 24 si Mikey nakita dad niya.
Makita ako sa Antipolo ng 24, pero bumaba din agad for New Year. Christmas Eve,
we spent it with my family, my dad's side.
Oh, pumunta kami sa Batangas.
And then 25, nag-Batangas tayo. We went to Batangas naman to celebrate Christmas Day with my mom's side naman.
Yeah, so pumunta kami sa Batangas. And actually, last year, doon talaga natutulog. So last year, natulog ako doon with them. Pero syempre sa sala ko. This year... hindi ko talaga kaya matulog sa ibang bahay. So, namamahay ako talaga, like, legit anxiety. So, nakalusot naman kami, pinayagan naman kami ng mom niya na umuwi. So, umuwi kami ng sister niya, tsaka siya.
Mm-mm.
So, naka-uwi, hinatid ko sila sa kanila, tas ako sa dito. So, nakatulog ako. So, Christmas, that was Christmas. And then, technically, after that, di ba, boring. I feel like sobrang boring nung... sobrang boring nung isang, alam mo yun, yung 25 to 31. Naboboringan ako dun eh. Naboboringan talaga ako dun.
Well, actually, parang for some people kasi like after Christmas, tuloy-tuloy yan, a reunion, exactly, parties. Exactly. We had a party the next, 26. And then, yung iba naman, lumilipad na sa ibang bansa or nag-out of town kasi... they will celebrate New Year naman sa ibang lugar.
Yeah, so yung ano sa akin, that's fun. Actually, mas na-excite pa nga ako kasi I was able to work konti. Di ba, nag-host ako ng The Game sa TV5. Yun pa yung ano ko, focus nung 5 days na yon. Which, hopefully in years to come, we will able to travel also dun sa window na yon. Kasi sobrang bored out sa window
I
na yun.
So,
diba? So hopefully makapag-travel kami, spend time with the family, Christmas, go home for New Year's. Pero dun sa span na yun talaga, I really want to be able to travel. So hopefully next year. And then New Year's, umakyat ulit ako Antipolo on the 31st, pero bumaba din ulit to spend New Year's Eve with her family. So enjoy naman all throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. What else?
Pero,
hindi naman we rested, but more of we enjoyed also na wala munang work. Kaya, I didn't, pero nung nagaya ko gumawa ng episode, tinatamad ka.
No.
Hindi naman sa, ano hindi mo na-enjoy yung pahinga talaga, babe.
Honestly, ito ah, I discovered one thing about me. Itong New Year's. Kasi for past years, maybe not last year. Ano nangyari last year? Pero I've been used to being a basketball player. Or working. Tama, di ba? In a, like, siguro nung huling, may isang Christmas ata sa Titan ako. May isang Christmas sa, basta working. O player ako. Usually player naman eh. Siguro may mga 2 Christmases lang na hindi ako player. Enjoy sa player yun. Yung wala kang practice. So, ang saya mo nun. Like, oh, walang practice, di ba? This year ko, na-realize how nangibabaw yung anxiety sa asaya, sa enjoy. Kasi pag player ka, college, pro, sa mga nasa pro, hinihintay mo lang yung practice eh. hinihintay mo lang na practice ka ng January. Feeling ko, mag-start yung mga yan bukas o Wednesday. O, January 3, January 4, practice na ulit. So, balik ka sa normal life mo. Iba yung anxiety ko na ang ganda ng momentum, eh, lalo na with content creation. Grabe yung December, not gonna lie. Ah. Thank you very much, Mika, as always. Pero grabe yung December. Eh. Talagang trabaho, eh. Content, real. Di ba? Sunod-sunod eh. Feeling ko tuloy nung Christmas, natigil yung momentum.
Which is something that I actually had to really tell him na parang, babe, as much as we love working and as much as we loved or as much as we enjoyed yung mga dumadating na work nung December, we can't also not let the people, especially the brands, na celebrate Christmas. Yun na nga, babe. Kasi iisip mo nga kasi.
Hindi, ang sinasabi ko naman, I understand totally. Obviously, walang work pag Pasko. Alam ko naman yon. Alam ko naman yon. I'm just saying, yung anxiety ko nung Christmas break, nangibabaw kesa dun sa saya ko na makakapagpahinga. Like, syempre maraming gastos pag December, guys. Diba? Alam naman natin yan eh. Gastos here, gastos there, bili dito, bili dyan. And, nangibabaw nga yung anxiety ko na may 2 weeks na yon eh na sa standstill yung income mo, diba? Tama ba? And then may pumasok na 25 from TV5. Tsaka ikaw din from work, di ba? May pumasok pero very minimal. I mean, di ba? Compared to what we usually...
Yung katapusan. Well, don't say 25. Kala 25 ko tuloy. Sa akin, eh. Like 25K? 25.
Sorry. Kasi sa TV5, sa Signal, 10.25. Siya 15.30. So anyway, may pumasok dun sa 25 ko tsaka sa 30 niya. Pero minimal yun compared dun sa, you know, usually sa TF. Di ganyan, di ba? Sa content, ganyan. So nag-ibabaw yung anxiety ko. So... Which, I totally understand. Obviously, walang work pag December. But, parang, meron akong sense of, alam mo ba, busit pa ako na holiday today? Di ba sinabi ko siya kapon? Sabi ko, holiday pala ng, ano ba ngayon, 2? Holiday pala ng 2? Kasi I was like, pwede na ba tayo magtrabaho ng 2? So, bukas pa talaga yung normal. So, now, nung bata ako or dati, I was more of, ito na, balik na tayo, di ba? Ganun yun eh, di ba? Balik na tayo, oh my gosh. Ngayon, sobra excited ko mag-ano na ulit bukas. Tatrabaho na ulit. And also, you know, a couple of people already talked to me today about possible things that will happen in 2023 for Signal or for whatever. So, very, very excited. Kaya, mas ano ako dun eh. Yun yung na-discover ko itong Christmas break, babe. Grabe anxiety ko pag hindi tayo nagtatrabaho. Kasi, eto ah, which sinabi na natin the last, I don't know which episode, but our job, or at least... 80% of our life. Mm. Or 80% of our income. Mm. Tama, di ba? 80, 60. 60 to 80. Ikaw, 60. Ang ganun, di ba? Okay. 60 to 80% of our income come from you get as much as you put in versus regular jobs na sinabi nga natin na ganun. So, nung tinanggal yung gagawa ka ng content, tinanggal, parang, oh my God. Which, by the way, hindi kami tumigil. Ha? Kasi nga, sobrang, kung napansin ninyo, content pa rin kami ng content. Hindi lang kami nagti-TBH. Hindi kami nag-shoot first. Bukas may shoot first na ulit kami. But sa Reels, sa TikTok, tuloy. Kasi hindi pwede mawala, hindi pwede matigil yung momentum. So, yun yung na-discover ko nung Christmas break na to. Anxiety. I'm so excited to go back to work. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Si Maggie kasi is the type na, which is something na minsan naiinis din ako kung bakit ganun siya. Kasi ako, I try to enjoy, alam mo yun, yung mga ganitong breaks. And then at the same time, ano ba, parang sa kanya lagi kong sinasabi, babe, kumalma ka lang. Kasi gets ko, paranoid ka, and it's okay that you're paranoid. But at always the same time, paranoid. You can't also take advantage of yung mga ganitong breaks na meron ka pa. Kasi... Tingnan mo nga, kanina, sinabi ko sa niya, babe, tinatamad ako umalis, tinatamad ako mag-mall. Sabi niya, eh, kailan pa ulit tayo makakabalik? Kailan pa ulit tayo makakapunta? Kasi for sure, busy tayo. Sabi ko, alam mo naman pala eh. So, bakit?
Tsaka ano, how many times did I ask you during that 2-week break, may pera pa ba tayo?
Yan, isa pa yun sa kinainis ko kay Mikey. I mean, binavalidate ko naman, na validated naman sa akin yung feeling niya na parang ang daming ginastos, ganyan. But at the same time...
Hindi ko pinagsisisihan, ha?
Oo, hindi naman niya pinagsisisihan.
Wala lang pumapasok.
Tinatanong niya, which is ako kasi, ako personally, with my money, alam ko na yung magagastos ko ng December, tsaka alam ko yung papasok ng December. So, ngayon, alam ko, sinasabi ko sa kanya, babe, I don't have much already kasi ang dami ko nga nilabas. And then, at the same time, ang dami pa ding hindi pumapasok. So, parang ako, so, eh, ganun talaga, December.
Ilang
eh.
Beses ako nag, pero pa ba tayo, babe?
Oo.
And the funniest parang, thing, guys, is, again, don't take this the wrong way, but, may ina-expect kami this January na mga hindi pa nagbayad nung December. Diba, may marami pang brands na hindi pa nagbabayad eh. Siyempre, understandable.
Yun na nga, babe.
So, alam ko namang may papasok, pero yung anxiety ko iba. Na parang, pero pa ba tayo?
Kaya nga parang lagi kong sinasabi sa kanya, guys, na parang okay lang na ma-paranoid ka, okay lang na ganyan ka, pero at the same time, huwag ka din masyadong, alam mo yun, paranoid yung parang,
ano,
huwag ka masyadong narag. Kasi narag parang, lagi niya sinasabi, ah, mayroon pa ba, ah, wala na ata tayong pera. Sabi ko, huwag mo sabihin na wala ka ng pera kasi baka mamaya bawiin sa'yo yan. Like, huwag mo sabihin. And at the same time, ayokong sinasabi yun, especially if yung pinagastusan mo is gifts or Christmas. Yeah. Ayoko talaga naririnig yun sa kanya kasi parang ako, dapat pag Pasko or like pag December, lahat ng gastos namin, di na namin iniisip. Kasi ako, ang iniisip ko lang na gastos ko or yung mga parang, shit, parang wala na akong pera, is yung ginastos ko sa sarili ko.
Tama naman.
So, yun lang yung parang sa akin.
Nakarami ba tayo nun?
Doon lang ako tayo. Na parang yeah. Oh my gosh, wala na akong pera because binilan ko yung sarili ko ng ganito. Pero,
that's funny. Kasi ano may na-expect naman.
Oo nga, yun yung sinasabi ko sa'yo, babe. Yung mga trabaho mo ng December, mararamdaman mo yan the next year pa. So, kalma ka lang, magtrabaho ka lang, diba?
Yeah, tuloy-tuloy lang ang trabaho. Yung mga na-realize ko itong December. I'm such a... this is also very sentimental to me. Kasi nga, honestly, sa mga talaga nagfo-follow sa amin, yung buhay namin mid-year. Mid-year lang to, ha? Like, siguro June, July. Doon sa buhay namin ng August, September, October, November, hanggang December. Like, siguro 0 to 100. Hindi naman siguro 0 to 100. Pero like,
hindi naman.
Siguro dumoble.
For mine.
Mga dumoble. Dumoble. Siguro dumoble. More than double, babe. Sorry, pero more than double. So, it happened so fast. But, I believe that if it happened so fast, it can be taken away as fast lang. I forget to realize that even though it happened fast, I've been working on it for years naman na. So, hindi naman na totally matatanggal sa yun. Pero I always tell CK na ayoko nang bumalik. Like, yung lifestyle natin now, hindi ko na ata kayang bumalik. Or hindi mag level up pa. Pero hindi ko na kayang bumalik. So I always tell CK that. Kaya parang, lagi ko sinasabi kasi hindi tayo pwedeng tumigil, tuloy-tuloy, mga kailangan natin gawin, kailangan tuloy-tuloy pag-evolve, tuloy-tuloy pag-isip ng mga bagong ideas. So, yeah, I'm just really happy na may trabaho na bukas. Kaya sa mga brands na nasa listahan.
Si Mikey, akala mo lagi tatanggalan ng Diyos ng trabaho. Eh, masipag naman.
Iba yung ano ko, babe.
Hindi, yun na nga, babe. Yun na nga yung, yun yung parang nakaka... Yep.
Alam mo ang buhay ko, babe. Life experiences ko. If it's too good to be true, hindi permanent. Yun yung life experience ko nga eh. Kaya it comes from that. Like sometimes, sobrang ganda na nilalaro mo, bigla may injure ka. Sometimes, may pinrami sa yung ito yung kontrata, biglang di matutuloy yung kontrata. May mga ganun akong experience sa buhay ko na forever na siyang... May ano ako eh, psychological problem ako eh, na anxiety ko is different. Na parang, ngayon, labas ako, may makakilala sa akin. Bukas baka wala na. Ganun ako kaano, very, hindi ko mo tawag dun eh.
No,
depression
no,
yun eh, ano yun eh, like, anxiety yun eh.
No, I get your anxiety, but at the same time kasi, you fail to see it in a way na other people would see it. Like, how I see it for you ha. Na parang, I don't think, na anytime soon, biglang mawawala yan because nakita kita when you were still, nandun ka pa sa start, nakita ko yan na binibuild mo. So, parang ngayon na, kumbaga, hina-harvest mo pa lang lahat. Like, hindi mo kasi siya na-feel na parang ikaw mismo yung parang nag-harvest kasi dumadating na yung blessing sa'yo. And it's all because of the things that you've done before or the things that you did before. So now na parang ito yung season na talagang andyan na lahat ng results ang ginawa mo, ganyan-ganyan. You think na parang, ano siya eh, parang for you.
Parang ano
nga, parang binigla ka.
Parang talaga? Parang ganun, talaga?
Kaya nga, and because you don't
anytime,
see it.
Wow, anytime babalik ka na sa dati. Parang pangarap. Ay, hindi pangarap, sorry. Panaginip. Yun, panaginip.
Kasi nga, you don't believe in yourself masyado na parang, yan na yun, yan yung deserve mo sa lahat ng ginawa mo, yan na yun. So, tanggapin mo. And at the same time, hindi ka rin naman titigil.
Pareho kaming may anxiety, honestly.
So, ewan ko, parang sa kanya kasi feeling niya talaga parang biglang gaganunin lang sa kanya.
And kasi then, ganun ang injury.
Hindi lahat yun injury.
Ang, yun talaga ang mga, like, oh, ganda na nilalaro mo. Ito yung kwento, baby. Kinata ko sa UP. Ito, one of many kwento. Kinata ko sa UP, final year ko, kinata ko ni Coach Joward. Kinata ko. Final year ko to, ah. May isa pa dapat akong taon 2015. 2014 yung bonfire, eh. Pagpasok ng 2015, kinata ko. Naglaro ko ngayon Pampanga, Photon, para sa daddy ko. Laro ako. Same league, nandun yung UP. Ba't pumangit yung ano? Nagbabago yung focus? Okay. Okay, anyway. Same league, nandun nagpe-prepare yung UP. Jet Manuel, Diego Dario, Jarlim, Jelovito, the same. Moriah Gingrich. Kinat na ako, eh. So ako, commercial team na ako. Kinakalaban namin sila. Ganda na nilaro ko. After nung araw na yon, kinausap ako. Ibabalik na daw nila ako for that final year, 2015. The day na nandun na kami, may game kami, Photon, right after namin, UP. So sina Coach Alan Gregorio, Coach Renzi Bihar nung time na yon. Pumunta na. At kinento sa akin to, tapos na lahat, ha. Ready na sila. They were waiting for my game to finish. And then they were finally gonna talk to me na bumalik ka na kasi sila na yung magko-coach. Kasi nung tinanggal ako nung time na off-season, hindi pa sure sino yung coach. That same game, naputol yung ACL ko. Like, literally, naputol ACL ko. Nandun ako sa bench. Siyempre, tapos na yung, like, career, ano yun eh? There was a fear of career-ending injury yun. Then yun. So, just like that, oh, pwedeng mawala. That's why the anxiety is always there.
But, can you pwede honestly... Pwede ba
may ACL yung
can
boses
you honestly
ko? Paano
tell
pang ACL
me,
yung boses ko,
can
babe?
You honestly tell me right now na nung na-ACL ka, healthy ka, as in talagang lahat ginagawa mo para hindi ka prone sa injury.
Hindi rin naman natin ngayon masasabi.
Yun nga.
Pero
yun nga
yung
sinasabi
ngayon,
ko.
Yung
kasi
talaga.
Nga, babe. Wait. Kasi
may recall ako.
Kasi nga, my point here is, noon, if you can tell me na talagang healthy ka, lahat ginagawa mo, to
paano
me,
kung biglang ma-mind, ano tayo, ma-block? Ano ba tawag doon?
Talaga,
mind-block.
Posible yan,
tapos biglang wala na tayo idea, wala na, laos na tayo.
Makakaurat ka.
Hindi, talaga.
Hindi kasi
anyway,
nga, yun
anxiety
nga yung
lang
sinasabi
that's
ko.
That's I'm very
wait
happy.
Lang,
magtatrabaho
lang,
na ulit tayo
sige.
Bukas. Go na. Magalit na naman mami mo sa atin.
Yun ang nga yung sinasabi ko. Na noon, I honestly believe na hindi ka rin super healthy. So hindi ko sinasabing kasalanan mo yung injury mo, but you could have done something more para hindi ka prone sa injury. But now, tingin mo, sa lahat ng ginagawa mo, mawawalan ka ng trabaho.
So scared.
You're just scared.
Okay,
you're paranoid
anyway.
And it's okay.
Anyway, yun yung mga natutunan namin. Oh, and by the way, since we're talking about anxieties. Oh, by the way, hindi muna kami mag-e-emailer today because this is the start of the year episode. So, kwentuhan lang tayo. Speaking of anxieties, how many episodes ago was your rant? 3?
De, parang
two lang. Before Christmas ata, before the Christmas episode, was her rant. Guess whom, at this point, at this moment, while recording, has more followers than me on Instagram. Well, let me check. I wanna check right now who has more followers. Guys, if you remember that rant, for those who listened to that episode, sobrang worried siya, di ba? Kasi, 42,000 lang siya nung time niyon if I remember correctly. Guys, as of this moment, can you imagine, ah, I have 56.2. She has 56.3. In a span of that, sorry, mag-off muna. Silent muna. Dami nag-message. Nung span from there to now, nalamangan na niya ako. And guess who is still anxious? Si pinagkataon niya yung anxiety ko, tatatawa din ako sa anxious niya, sa anxiety niya, sa anxious niya.
Sa anxious niya.
Natatawa din ako. Guys, see, yun yung sinasabi ko that there are sometimes, ito naman yung tiwala ako sa Diyos. May anxiety ako na pwedeng bumagsak, pero ang tiwala ko naman sa Diyos, He will surprise you in ways na, uy, pwede pala yun? Ganun. With content, sometimes it's, biglang may magva-viral. May ganong surprise ang Diyos eh, sa ano namin, sa industry.
Mm-mm.
Biglang magva-viral na out of nowhere. Like, sometimes you're worried na yung last three posts mo hindi masyadong. Sorry guys if we're very much conscious about the numbers. Ah, because at the end of the day, yun yung trabaho namin. Eh. So minsan, may ilalabas kang content na siguro 3-4 straight na parang, meh lang yung numbers. So parang nag-ano ka, di ba? May anxiety sa content creation. Tapos biglang, pok! Biglang, boom! So magugulat ka. So yun yung nangyari sa kanya. So I think, since we had that episode to now, I think she hit her first 1 million views in an Instagram reel. Tama ba? First mo yun, no?
Hindi ko na din alam.
First mo yun, babe. Yung solo, ah. We've had na tayong dalawa. Pero yung solo, ikaw lang. Kasi yung collab post, guys, diba? So, she hit her first. And then, nag-weld yung followers niya. So, ngayon lamang na siya sa akin. So, wala na siya talagang karapatan ngayon magsabi na,
hindi.
But my followers come from you.
No, babe. Hindi naman yun yung point ko eh. Ako kasi, like, as much as I want to ignore the numbers, Wala naman kasi kaming ibang basis kundi sometimes the numbers eh, or like yung content ganyan. Siya alam niya kung alin yung nag 1 million ako hindi kasi minsan hindi,
takot siya tumingin.
Pag nag-upload ako. Pag
ako very ano ako eh, like chine-check ko ano yung gumagana ni hindi because ako medyo scientific ako in that way na parang oh ito yung gumana ng ganitong klaseng content. Gumana yung mayabang na tito. Ulitin ko yan. Pag nakikita ko hindi na gumagana, palitan ko na. Si CK sa sobrang na-anxious sa numbers, ayaw na lang niya i-check. Kaya ako pa mismo yung nagsasabi na, oh babe, kahit sakit, tine-check ko eh. Oh babe, tumawa na ganito mo. Ah talaga, hindi niya alam. So, yung anxiety namin magkaiba. Anxiety ko, I can't stop. Anxiety niya, ayaw niyang i-check.
Tama ba? Eh, oo. Tsaka, hindi naman siya sa numbers eh. Kasi parang, the other day, Mikey and I were comparing our insights sa Instagram. Kasi nga, gusto nga daw niya na mas madami yung followers ko kasi ganun daw lahat ng
guys,
couples.
Guys, I just wanna say it before you continue story. Guys, sobrang saya ko na lamang na siya sa akin sa followers. At lalamang pa siya kasi yung trend ng followers niya snowball. Eh. Sa akin, medyo nagsistagnant minsan. Eh. Sobrang saya ko because we can officially say that we are an influencer couple. Guys, alam mo bakit? Sinearch ko lahat. Lahat. Lamang lagi yung babae. Kasi nga, I don't want people to take it the wrong way. Pero, I mean, alam na natin yun. It's so much easier to hit the follow button sa girl. Paniniwala ako talaga yun. Kasi kunyari, ikaw, kung may lalaki nakakita sa'yo, follow, malamang. Chicks ka eh. Oh, kung lalaki, wow, lalaki ako, follow, chicks yan eh. Pag babae nakakita sa'yo, walang ego ang babae. May ego ba ang babae? Like, ganun kataas. Hindi, di ba?
Mulo.
So, maano kayo, di ba? Kaya nga yung comments niyo, you go, girl.
Wala.
Diba, ganun yung comments niyo, slay.
Mine, yeah. Pag-girls kasi sa akin,
so
parang
so hot,
ano,
babe. Di ba ganun ang girls? Di ba ganun ang girls? Supportive. Ganun ang girls, di ba, sa comments?
Oo nga, yun
you
nga.
You go, girl. Bad. So, ang girl, pag nakakita ng fellow girl, follow. Ang lalaki, pag nakita ng babae, sabi may mga babae, parang, di ba? Like, di ka follow. Pag lalaki sa lalaki, unless idol mo, di mo rin fa-follow. Di ba? I'm not generalizing, but I'm saying, kumbaga, na, ano lang, kumbaga, more often than not, yun ang nangyayari. So anyway, so chinek ko lahat, guys. Nico Bolzico, Erwan Yusuf, Drew Aureliano, lahat. Chinek ko lahat. Sabi ko, uy, yun yung trend. So ngayon, Drew Aureliano na kami. We are the Aurelianos now, guys.
Kainis.
Yun lang naman. Inaral okay, ko, sabi so, siya, inaaral ko. Yun lang
okay, naman. Okay, so anyway, yun nga, the other day, nagko-compare kami ng insights. So, yun nga, kasi nga, gusto ni Mikey na mas mataas followers ko para official na daw na Instagram couple kami. But then, okay, so ako, very thankful naman ako sa followers ko. It's just that sometimes, when I try to look at, let's say, our work, ganyan, sometimes, mas technical ako kay Mikey. Like, kung si Mikey man-numbers ako, yung mga more technical stuff. Like, mga insights, effectivity mo.
Ako, ano lang, views lang ako eh. Views and followers.
Oh, kay Mikey ako. Kasi views, followers. Yun sa kanya yung sukatan ng
kasi
ano.
Kasi nag-work ka sa ano.
Yun nga. So, kay Mikey, it's that. Because, totoo naman, okay, again, if hindi ko pa to na may mention here sa podcast na to, I did work. I was an intern for a brand na ang focus ng department na yun was PR, marketing, social media, ano ba yun? Parang influencer, o basta ba, influencer management, ganyan-ganyan, mga KOL. So, totoo na views that when a brand picks their, ano, their influencers, they would look at the views, they would look at the engagement, they would look at followers. But, pag kinuha ka na niyan, titingnan naman yan yung sinasabi ko na tinitingnan ko yung mas technical insights, effectivity mo. So, we looked at our insights. Tapos, basta may part doon na parang ako, parang, hindi naman sa hindi natuwa. I'm very grateful for my followers, but at the same time, if magiging technical ako, medyo kumamot ako ng ulo. Parang,
kasi,
ay, ganun pala.
Kasi,
parang 85% of my followers, men.
But, pero ba't tayo nagugulat dun?
Hindi, yun nga. Like, I get it na if yung sinasabi nga ni Mikey is totoo na, syempre, babae, mas
sige,
madaling
ito, follow. Sige, ito. Mas meron pa tayong detail about
ano,
that.
Ano?
Guys, insights. May isang picture siya o post siya. Anong post yun?
Yung sa LU.
Ah. Ano suot mo nun?
Basta, kapag nasa beach.
Basta nasa beach siya. Ilang followers na nag-gain mo because of that post. Ganun na pala ka-detailed, guys. Like, alam mo kung ilang followers ang pumindot ng follow button when they saw that specific
kaya
post.
Kaya nga weird. I also don't know how that works.
Oh, so anyway, yung nasa LU siya, which was a photo in November pa ba yun? October. Tagal na nun eh.
Ano ata yun?
October pa ata yun eh.
November.
Oh.
November.
Ilang follows na nakuha mo sa specific post na yun?
9,000.
Almost 10.
Uy, grabe
almost
naman.
Almost 10,000
guys,
for one
grabe.
Post?
Yung post na yun, nasa ano pa ako noon na nasa 20 plus pa lang ako noon.
Diba? Oo.
20 plus. So like...
Nakatawa lang. Hindi lang niya matanggap.
No, kasi nga, no, hindi naman...
Ilan ba yung sa akin?
Hindi ko alam.
Men, parang 70?
Oo, yung sa kanya.
Mas
yun ang nga yung sinasabi ko.
Mas madami pa women kaysa sa kanya.
Oo, parang totoo.
Relax.
So,
mas
yun yung
followers lang na women. Hindi ko
hindi.
Sinabi women.
No.
Ikaw lang ang woman
Babe,
sa buhay ko. Sorry.
Hindi ako okay, makapagsalita.
Kasi tingin mo sa akin parang, ha? Dahil mong women?
Hindi. I was like, what? Okay, anyway. Ano ba yung... Ayan, nawala na ako. Ano yung sinasabi ko? Okay, yon. So, since ako, medyo mas technical. Siyempre, if you're a female influencer, initially, iisipin mo yung market mo is mga babae. So, na-surprise ako na ganun kalaki yung difference ng men and women ko na followers. So, talagang 85% men. So, doon, medyo napaisip ako. Sabi ko, oh my gosh, parang tama pa ba yung ginagawa ko? Kasi parang hindi ko makapture yung mga babae. Like, oo, nakakapture ko. And mahal na mahal ko yung mga followers ko na lagi kong kausap. Yung mga babae, mahal na mahal ko kayo. But at the same time, napapaisip ako kasi lahat ba na lang ina-upload ko?
May question ako.
Pambabae, ganun.
So, from the start kasi nung nagsistart ka na maging KOL, influencer, social media, di ba never naman bumaba yung male followers mo? Lagi lang siyang nasa 80. Tama, di ba? Kasi nga, you were always saying, it came, they came from me.
But they really did.
Okay, so, for the most part, you had dominant male followers. Tama, di ba? Mm. So, let's do math. For every 100 followers, there are 15 there who are girls.
So, kung ano na point mo, sige
ang
na.
Ang point ko, pag umakit yung followers mo, at the end of the day, out of, for every 100, there are 15 girls. So, you see, your argument doesn't count.
Kay, no, it does.
Pag umabot, okay, 85%
nga,
male.
Okay,
85%
so what
male.
Can I do that will help me? Kumbaga,
you will never.
I will never have my market na babae.
No, you will, no. You will never have it dominated by girls. Yun yung kailangan mo i-accept. But if you have a million followers and 150,000 of those are female, you're telling me hindi mo na dominate yung female market. Hindi naman ibig sabihin dominated ka by male, wala kang female eh.
Hindi, pero babe, you need to look at it this way also. If you're a female influencer or a KOL, ganyan-ganyan.
Okay.
A brand that would like to target female would like to get someone na may influence
okay,
sa female
matindi.
Market.
Okay, ito ang question ko. Do you honestly believe na may female influencer who has more girl followers?
Oo!
Than
oo.
More?
Oo,
more, ah?
Oo,
more?
Oo.
I do not believe
that. Which ang goal ko ngayon, malaman ko
hindi ako naniniwala talaga. Sige, comments. Leave us on the comment section.
Can't see it kasi wala kasing research.
Sa sinong girl ang tingin mo? Tingin mo lang. Top of your head. Na influencer, artista na more female followers than men.
Grabe, artista.
Oh, may artista.
Oh,
big
but
time.
Mga influencers. Oh, sige. Sila ano? Sila Hazel, sila
so
Rye,
you
sila
believe.
Ray, sila Jamie.
So this is what I will do.
Oh.
Tatanong ko si Mika.
Talaga, itanong talaga
sige.
Natin si Mika.
Sige.
So
you're telling me na si Ray Hermar
kasi
nga, more
hindi
girls
nga naniniwala si Mikey,
male.
Guys.
Naniniwala talaga.
May ganun, babe. May ganun talaga.
Naniniwala talaga ako sa 5 tao na nakakita ng profile mo, 4 or 3 lalaki pumindot ng follow. Naniniwala talaga ako. Do not make this political or whatever. It's just facts, man. It's just facts. So ako naniniwala ako na it doesn't matter kung 85% male lang naka-follow sa'yo. What matters is 15% of your followers are female. At kahit akyat ng akyat yan, ito pa matindi dun. Guys, ito pa pala. Sinong mas madali pumindot ng follow pag nakakita ng magandang babae? Babae, lalaki? Lalaki. Tama.
Siguro.
Okay. So now, 85% of your followers are male. Di naman kasama dun yung tumingin sa'yo eh. Yun lang yung pumindot ng follow. Sino mas madali pumindot ng follow? Yung lalaki.
Sige na. Okay. Kasi hindi na matatapos si Mikey. Ganyan siya mag-explain. Lalo na pag sa mga
okay, hit us
sa
up
mga
on the comment section kung naniniwala.
Okay, but ito lang guys ha. Just to make things clear, I'm very grateful again to my followers. I'm very grateful to how my following grew sa Instagram. Sa TikTok na din, honestly. Kasi basta, hindi kasi talaga ako feeling ko for TikTok. But anyway, I'm very grateful for how my influencer journey improved from the day
Layo.
Na sinabi kong malayo talaga, which is something na, yun nga, honestly, yun yung parang biggest surprise ko nitong last year, 2022.
Biggest, ano tawag mo doon? Surprise? Plot twist?
Plot twist. Plot twist. I'd say na yun yung plot twist ng 2022 ko na bumagay ako sa influencer in whatever. But yun, again, I'm very grateful to all of you sa lahat ang mga babae na nakakausap ko, of course. And hindi rin naman ako snob sa mga lalaki, sa mga...
Oh, hindi naman.
Oo, sa mga tropa ko dyan na feeling ko, yung
mas
mga nakakausap ko... Eh kasi nga, babe, you need to understand also na yung excitement ko nung may nag-message na sa akin ng mga babae, iba talaga.
I know.
Iba
grabe
talaga,
yung,
guys.
Niya. Grabe yung fulfillment niya pag babae yung... Like yung unang nag-dress like CK, saya niya.
Oh, sobra kasi nga. Niyak na naman siya. Again, for the longest time, I would always talk to boys. I would always answer to boys who are asking about Mikey, ganyan. So, kumbaga, noon kasi, nas, alam niyo yun, hindi pa naman ako nag-influencer, whatever. Talagang, kumbaga, kilala lang nila ako kasi girlfriend nga ako ni Mikey.
Yeah. I think from the get-go, I was more... Si CK kasi, when she was starting the influencer life, even if she didn't know pa, nung time na dati, yung sinasabi ko sa inyo guys, very ano siya, dati kasi parang magpo-post ka lang eh. Post ka lang, lang interaction, lang engagement. Ako from the get-go, maano na talaga ako eh, ma-engage. So what she's saying, she started her influencer life before me. Pero she started to engage. She started to talk. She started to get in front of the camera and be normal and talk to you people. Talk to people. Ako, mas ganun ako. Siya, more of aesthetic, diba? Picture, ganun. So, nung nag-start siya these past few months, bigla na-realize niya may influence pala. Ako kasi, I believe influence is more important than popularity. That's just me. Okay, at least with this world that we're living in right now, I believe influence should weigh more than popularity. Frustration ko nga yan eh. But, frustration.
See, okay. That's why I'm paranoid too. Because it's like...
But your content is not just mere, makikit, papanoorin ko lang. Your content is engaging. Yun yung sinasabi ko eh. Yun yung lamang ng... Influencer is so thrown out there so easily. Ako ayaw ko natatawag ng influencer eh. Kasi, just because ba maraming ang followers, may influence ka? Yung totoo, hindi. Hindi. Ikaw pinipilit mong hindi ka influencer.
Hindi.
Mike, the mere fact na may nagde-dress like CK or CK tries or messages you and says, "Oy, binili ko to dahil suot mo." That's done deal, influencer ka. Done deal na 'yon. So, again, we have different anxieties and guys, don't take it. We're just really opening up. Ah. Don't take it as nagrereklamo kami or
yeah, we're not, ungrateful
or
what.
We are super grateful for everything this past 2022. Ito lang yung mga anxieties namin. I think everyone has.
Yeah, kumbaga, this is the same with everyone who's working also. Na syempre, yung iba, may mga anxieties din kayo. Are you doing well? Are you an effective salesperson? Are you an effective, ewan ko, kumbaga, marketing officer, ganyan. I think, yung nararamdaman naman namin ni Mikey, which, normal. Yung naririnig nyo, it's very normal. Yung naririnig nyo lang talaga now is very specific to our work.
Hindi, kasi feeling ko rin. Ito pa eh. Social media sometimes shows the pretty side. Mm. Always, just the good side. Siguro, ang sarap ng buhay ng mga yan. Ganyan, ganyan. Sarap ng buhay niyan. Pinapadala ng ganito. Papost lang sila. I hear that a lot. Na parang, sarap ng buhay mo bro. Papost ka lang. Ganyan. Sige nga. Ang mga kala nyo sa content creation, hindi siya trabaho na magsisipag ka muna bago may brand na magtiwala sa'yo. Ngayon kasi, diba, ang ganda tignan. Pero like yung dadaanan mo, and even to this day, it's not that easy. So,
yeah.
We're not complaining because we're happy where we're at. I think this shows na parang, at the end of the day, if it's work, it's work. Swerte lang kami because we enjoy our work. Pero it's still work.
Mm-mm.
It's not something na madali. Hindi siya madali. Yeah. Hindi siya madali. So, di ba, a lot of anxieties. Kasi it's a lot of, okay na kaya sa brand to? Masaya na kaya sila dito? Yeah. Na nasayangan kaya sila sa bayad nila sa akin? May ganun pa yun after?
Siyempre kasi at the end of the day, content creators, kumbaga, yung trust binibigay sa kanila ng brand. And uh-huh. It's something na talagang you as a content creator, like isipin mo sometimes, or hindi ko alam ngayon if most of the times na din siya, that brands would often, what do you call this? They would prefer engaging with content creators than traditional marketing, which is billboard, commercial, ganyan-ganyan. Just imagine how, if someone would trust you to, kumbaga yung influence mo would be the same as a billboard or would be the same as a commercial. It's something
hindi,
awesome.
Siguro sa atin hindi billboard. Sa atin yung bayad sa atin, naman, ano, pinaskill lang sa poste.
Hindi, syempre hindi. But yun nga yung gusto kong sabihin na parang, di ba, kumbaga, if ikaw, let's say na you're working for a company and yung marketing budget ng company nyo, binigay sa influencers. Grabe. Kumbaga, iba, iba yung pressure. Iba yung pressure din niya.
It's the difference. Eh, because I'm such a nerd. I'm a geek already for content creation because I've seen the upside of it. I've also felt the downside of it na pwede kang malaos, di ba? Nung, lalo na nung na-operahan ako, I had a month na wala akong content na malabas. Talagang bumagsak, di ba? And everything. So, anyway. So, I've been talking to my dad about it or my lola because they've been wanting to understand like, paano yan? Like, di ba? The usual, matatanda. Di nila nagigits. Kaya dapat hiwala yung IG at Facebook na matatanda. Anyway. For those, para lang medyo, dahil nga very passionate about it now. Isipin nyo to ah. Kung commercial, ikaw, CK, may brand ako, may product ako. Kunyari, akin to. Itong TBH mug na to. Gagawa ako ng commercial to promote this. Kukunin ko si CK. Oh, CK, liga dito. Ito yung commercial na gusto ko. Ha? Hawakan mo to, smile ka, blah, 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 blah. Kontrolado kita. So ikaw, less pressure. Ano lang ang trabaho mo? Aba, eh, galingan mo dun sa script. Diba? Sa commercial. Pag sinabi sa commercial na umiyak ka, iyak ka. Galingan mo. With content creation, they're literally gonna give you the product. Bahala ka na. So, yung creativity mo, hindi man gagaling dun sa brand na ito dapat ah. Hindi. Oh, benta mo yan. Bibabayaran kita. So, yun yung pressure ng enough ba yung nagawa ko? Tama ba yung ginawa ko? Yung execution ko? Yung angle na tinake ko? Sobrang ano. That's why, again, it's not complaining. It's being open lang to everyone. Nandun ang gagaling yung anxiety. Na even kahit na post na, di ba may mga ganun, na post mo na, in-approve naman nila, pero pare, anxious ka na, tama ba yung ginawa ko? Di ba? Tapos binayaran ka na, kahit na, man, to the, hanggang dulo. Feeling ko nga, anxious tayo hanggang kunin tayo ulit eh. Kasi kung hindi ka na kinuha, ibig sabihin ay, hindi sila natuwa.
Mm-mm. Siyempre. Diba?
So medyo, yeah.
Yeah. Yun but, lang. Ayun.
O, tingnan mo. So, sabi siya, influence ko, ibe. Bumili si ng Jello. Relo yung Jello Bito.
Again?
Na naman, second
I'm
watch
so
na niya.
I'm so proud of Jello, I swear.
Proud of you, sabi ko. Iba yung ano.
We're so proud of him.
Iba yung na-influence siya sa Seiko, guys. Seiko, alam ko, niintay ko lang kayo eh. You know where to find me. Okay, anyway, sorry guys if medyo nag-ano kami. Yeah. Overshare. I don't wanna say it's
no,
overshare.
We ranted.
Oh, nag-rant kami. Di naman rant.
Nag-rant na din
we
yun.
We just wanna open up to all of you. Na
it's the same thing.
It came from me being anxious nung Christmas break. So anyway, we have a lot of plans for this year. We're really hoping that, again, because we started this content creation life or whatever this new industry is, hindi mid-year eh. Parang second
hindi,
half
ikaw,
of the year. Second
ikaw,
half,
ano naman?
No. I mean yung sa brands. Yung outside of basketball. Mid-year. Ano, second half of this of the year. Second half of the year.
Second half?
Second half. Mga August, July, ganun. Second half of the year. So, we're really hoping that this could be a good year na parang, diba, to build. So, hopefully, we'll see what happens. But, anyway, hindi muna kami kukuha ng emailer because we want this to be a new year thing. And I want everyone to engage with us with this one. Sana mag-join kayo sa amin because this is what we're gonna do.
Hindi ko din alam. What?
For 2023, we will set goals. All of us, lahat ng nanonood, please. Because mas masaya mag-check ng goals pag may kasama ka. And we will all celebrate. Kunyari, may ma-check akong goal dun sa goal list ko sa because we really believe in manifestation. So, the things that we will manifest, may ma-check ako doon, celebrate kami ni CK pareho. Kung may ma-check siya, celebrate ako with her. But there's that challenge eh, na parang, sandali lang, na-check na ni CK lahat ako, wala ko na-check ah. Dapat medyo may ganun, may konting challenge. It's not a competition, it's challenging. You wanna challenge yourself with your person, di ba? If you're stagnant, and you don't challenge each other, then trust me, it's not working. So, di ba? Hindi kami magkakaroon ng goal na pareho, na mag-uunahan kami doon, pero we have manifestations. Tama ba? Is that the right way to use it? But we want to manifest on things na gusto namin. So hopefully, you all can join us. Meron tayong checklist na aanoyin natin. Che-check natin as the year goes by. Okay? Alright. So, meron ba tayong Nasaan na yung mga ball pen natin tsaka mga papel natin? Dapat meron tayo. As in, legit, i-check natin and then at the end of the year.
Ano natin yung
natin.
Pad?
Saan yung pad? Wait.
Hindi ko sure.
Magsalita ka mo.
Okay. So, ano ba? Sinabi ni Mikey, syempre napaisip ako. Ano po yung minamanifest ko ngayon? Yan ata, babe. I'm not sure. Wala atang pad yan. Okay, so anyway. Ayun yung mga ball pen, babe. Ayun o. Siyempre, konto to ni Mikey, pero hindi niya alam kung nasan yung mga gamit. Dahil hindi siya naglilinis dito. Joke lang. Wala ata. Walang pad, babe. Hindi ko nga alam. Hindi ko alam. It's supposed to be there. Or ito, may mga papers here. Ay, may... Ito, ito, ito. May notebook ako dyan. Tingnan mo nga. Ayan, ayan. Okay.
So see, we'll write them down, but we'll make a better a cooler or a more presentable ano list. Okay, so everyone ha, gusto ko lahat.
Silver pen to be. yan pentel pen.
Okay.
Aesthetic ka. Okay. Ako na. I'll write yours.
No, I wanna write mine.
Oh, sige, you write yours. Oh, come on.
Okay. So, what are your goals? So, dapat financially, yun yung pinakagusto ko kasi alipin ako ng salapi, di ba? At saka ano to, ah, aim for the skies, land on the clouds ang rule. Ah.
So hard!
Bawal yung, sorry guys, ah, but I really believe that you really need to aim for the skies. This is a whole year we're talking about. This isn't, sana makabili akong polo shirt next week na Lacoste. Hindi. Like, this is a whole year we're talking about. So, manifest. Hindi pwedeng bibitinin mo sarili mo kasi parang imposible. Ay, walang ganun. Okay? Pero realistic din naman. Hindi ko naman sasabihin dito, bagong bahay.
Okay, siya muna, siya muna.
Bagong bahay, okay?
Oh, go.
So, financial, career, and... yun lang ba? Financial, career.
Basta for yourself.
So, let's hindi tayo magiging strict. Anything. So,
oh, anything. Okay.
So, maybe financially. Okay, financial. Ay, career muna. Career.
Sige, go.
Career?
Oo.
Oh. Financial na nga lang muna para masaya muna. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is so when I say financial, hard. Parang mga purchases natin this year. Okay.
O di purchases na lang?
Oh, actually.
Okay, go. Parang matagal-tagal to episode.
Sobrang alipin ko, guys. Dami kong gusto eh. Minamanifest ko talaga.
Okay. Si Mikey may set na, guys. May set na siya na list eh. Actually, kanina tinanong niya ako sa card, di ko siya nasagot.
Aim for the sky, land on the clouds to, ah. So, walang judge, walang judgments dito, ah.
Oh, go na. Right,
I wanna buy a car. Brand new car. Brand?
Wow. Skirt.
New car. I wanna have a brand new car. By next month. Joke lang. Basta.
Wag mo nalagyan okay. ng date. Okay. Ano pa? I don't know.
I want to finally buy a luxury watch. And I feel like hindi matatapos yung itch ko. Again, Rolex, of course, but ang hirap bumili ng Rolex. So hindi tayo sigurado doon. And I really want that Speedmaster. So Omega Speedmaster.
Sana all.
Omega Speedy.
Okay, go next.
Ito yung big purchases, guys. Ha? Hindi naman kasama dito siguro yung bibili ako ng cellphone, gano'n. Big purchases to for the year.
Hindi, kumbaga, ano mo yan? Yan yung pinag-ipunan mo the whole year, gano'n.
So, may bagong kotse.
Or pinag-iipunan mo during 2020.
May Speedmaster ako. Ano pa ba?
Pupunta siya ng Pinterest.
Hindi Pinterest. Meron pa ba? Ano sa'yo?
Wala na, mamaya na.
Oh, I wanna move to a bigger room. Yun. So, financial yun.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Bigger room. Kasi, na ano na talaga ako eh. Na sisikipan na talaga ako. So, bigger room. Kasi guys, nung kinuha namin to, this was March last year.
March
diba?
2022.
So, ito yung challenge ko for myself eh. I went home to Antipolo nung wala. 6 months umalis ako. Pagbalik ko ng ibang condo na maliit, in less than a year, nakalipat ako dito na mas malaki. Gusto ko in less than a year, makalipat ulit ako. So, para hindi umaabot ng 1 year. Challenge yun. Manifestation nga. Okay, bigger room.
Okay. Okay. A brand new car.
A brand new car.
Omegas.
My first luxury watch, which is a Speedmaster. And the bigger room.
Mm.
Yun yung mga purchases na malalaki ang gagawin ko this year.
Parang ang daya.
Bakit?
Kasi naayos ko na yung pangatlo eh.
Meron na. But manifest pa din yun.
Obviously.
Actually, lilipot naman na kami soon eh. But it's part of the, ano, the goals.
Okay. No, ano you may dagdag one more.
I wanna buy that, ano.
That bag. Si Mikey is so funny. We went to Rockwell earlier. And then we passed by Rimowa. And then the Rimowa store is the, parang new store siya doon. And then, ewan ko bakit may something siya for backpacks na nakita ata niya kay, kanino ba?
Hindi, kasi matagal ko nang inaasa magkaroon ng backpack. Eh, di ba, skuripot ako eh. So parang, ba't ka bibili ng backpack na ganyan kamahal? So syempre ngayon, siyempre may minamanifest natin. Okay, so here's the thing. Si Justin Brownlee, guys, na import ng Hinebra, alam nyo naman na yan. Si Justin Brownlee, na-meet ko siya 2018-17. Ano siya? Player siya ng Alab Pilipinas. May suot siyang LV bag. Alala ko yung nag-cover ako sa kanya sa Alab, sa San Juan Arena. That same bag, hindi ko ngayon alam kung bumili siya ng bago or yun pa din yun. Nakita ko recently may video na dala niya sa hotel. Eh, gwapong-gwapo ako sa bag na yun. So I was like, babe, gusto ko bumili ng ganyang bag. LV yun. So, nung nakita ko yung Rimowa kanina, pagsuot ko, alang feeling ko lang bagay na bagay sa akin. Feeling ko talaga ginawa yun para sa akin. Na mas mura naman doon sa LV bag. Mas mura, di ba? Mas mura naman. Iba yung LV. Brownlee yun eh. Reyes lang
hindi
tayo.
Hindi ko nababarilin yung backpack.
Okay. Rimowa backpack. Kahit lagi niya sinasabi, di mo naman gagamit eh.
Sabi niya sa akin kanina, guys, babe, mahal na ba yun? Sabi ko, mahal siya para sa taong hindi naman nagbabackpack.
Pero mura siya para sa taong nagbabackpack.
O na lang, ano... Ano daw
medyo mahal siya. Mo? Mahal siya kung kumpara mo sa Herschel. Pero like, in designer bags, mura siya. Tama?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Again, guys, ha, walang yabangan dito. Ano to, ha? Hopefully, ma-challenge tayo sa isa't isa.
Kung ba gano'n naman,
walang ano
guys,
dito na parang para... yabang naman naman. Hindi gano'n. Again,
sige nga, motivate. Ano dreams mo?
ano, dream mo makabili ng Herschel? Huwag naman gano'n. Kung baga, marami ako Seiko, pero dream ko magka-Omega. And by the way, it's pronounced Omega.
Omega.
Kada Omega ako ng Omega tao ng power. It's called Omega.
It's just so funny.
Okay.
It's just
okay, so meron na ang apat.
I'll go career.
Ay, yung iMac ko. Hindi ko man yung iMac ko dyan.
O, lagay mo na yung iMac mo.
Promise ko kasi sarili ko pag nasira na to, which hindi pa lumalabang pe, pero wag na.
Lalaban talaga yung bago yung monitor.
O, yung CPU ko kasi which binili ko for Mikey TV 3 years ago. Feeling ko lang, pag sabi ko kay CK, pag bumigay na, iMac, lilipat ako iMac. Cool eh, ganda ng iMac.
Walang CPU.
May if yun eh. If masira eh. Kung hindi naman masira.
Oh, sige. Okay. Oh, next. Oh.
Hindi, sige lang yan. iMac. Wow, it reach for the sky, land on the clouds. Okay. Wala na akong isip eh.
Oh, go
sa
career.
Car, speedy, bigger room. Feeling ko hindi to long-term goal na wild eh, yung Rimowa tsaka yung iMac.
Magagawin kong long-term yung Rimowa na yan.
Kasi pipilitin at pipilitin niya. Huwag mong bilhin.
Ito,
mong bilhin,
guys.
Mong bilhin.
Para lang alam nyo, and this is something na inamin na ata ni Mikey dito. Si Mikey impulsive.
I know. Kanina nga, alam mo ba kanina, like iniisip ko na siya.
Baka nasa pakita pag binili mo yun sa totoo.
Nasa yung red card ko, hindi ko makinig.
Sinasabi ko sa kanya, sabi ko, sige nga, isipin mo nga. Tinanong ko kasi siya ulit eh. Ano dinadala mo pag nagko-cover ka sa PB? Wala cellphone. Ang gagawin mo dyan?
Bakit? Magbabakpak ako. Cellphone ko lang sa loob.
Sinabi ko sa kanya, yan pang bibili mo ng Rimowa na yan. Isipin mo kung saan mo pa pwede ilagay. Sabi,
kaya,
saan?
Okay. So, yung Rimowa tsaka yung iMac, may ifs.
Oh, sige.
Okay. So, I'm not gonna buy the Rimowa until I can justify
Mm-mm.
that I really bring a bag to wherever I go.
Oh.
iMac, I can only justify that if
yung
bumigay
PC.
Yung PC ko
okay.
Or kailangan kong i-upgrade.
Okay.
Kasi kung i-upgrade ko lang din, bumagal na. iMac na ako. Okay, so may asterisk yung dalawang yan. Ano to eh, mga luho talaga to na hindi naman kailangan. Eh.
Oh.
Okay, so speedy, bigger room, and then the car.
Okay.
Okay.
Good job.
Tama, the car.
Okay. Ano ba?
Tama.
I'll go career.
Paano pang nabuo ko lahat to in the first quarter?
Wow! Gagawa ulit kami ng episode tapos maglilista ulit tayo ng bago which
okay.
I would want
mamaya
to...
Mamaya na eh. Ikaw muna. Financial
kasi
ko muna.
Have.
Impossible.
Wala
ang
nga daya, talaga,
ang daya. Reach for the sky, land on the
clouds. Eh kasi nga,
na.
ito guys. Ah. Okay, so sige. Since turn ko na. Dollar. Si Mikey kasi, in a way, may idea kasi siya ng mga work and yung mga gusto niyang gawin, yung mga ano. Kumbaga si Mikey, ano siya eh. Alam mo yun?
Ito, beba. Ito, toto. Ito,
kasi ano?
Itong financial, ano natin, you do not base this on today.
Yeah nga, no.
You're
but,
basing it on today. Hindi naman ako makakabili ng kotse today.
Hindi ko alam eh. No, not today. Not
no,
today.
I'm saying. Oh, ito na lang. Ito na lang. If bigyan kita ng ano bang realistic yearly income? At least for what you're doing. Oh, wag na natin ano yun. Pero
parang mas meron pa akong hindi, kunyari, dreams career-wise kaysa
okay,
financially.
Paano kung bigyan kita today? Ano bang realistic? Brand new car. O, sige, 1.5. O, bigyan kita ka ng 1.5 million ngayon. Ano bibili mo for the year? Yun na lang. Huwag mo isipin yung, baka hindi ko umabot. Hindi. Kunyari, hindi ka naman titigil magtrabaho eh. That's why I want goals for you also, financially. Hmm? Kung bigyan kita ngayon ng 1 million pesos, anong gagawin mo sa kanya? Bibili ka ba ng kotse?
Hindi.
O, bibigyan kita ng 1 million ha? O, bibili ka ba ng bag?
Hindi din.
Nang relo?
Siguro investment na lang.
So may investment parang, ka? Okay.
Oo. Ano yung
tawag sa ganun? Ang investment, guys.
Eh, babe, ay, kung...
I'm trying to be... Ano eh? Ang tawag mo dun, babe? Career yan eh. Feeling ko career yan. Business yan eh.
Hindi ah.
Pero I'm trying to be like...
Financial siya, babe.
I know. I'm saying financial in a way na luho. Yung may enjoy mo yung pera mo. So bawal yan. Material.
Eh, kusa ko may enjoy pera ko.
Oo.
Damit.
Okay, damit. No.
Hindi kasi, bigay mo na sa akin yung investment kasi yun yung ginawa ko noong December eh.
Lagay mo yan sa business mamaya, sa career yan. Sa career, new investment, sa career yan. Ano, I want purchases eh. Guys, I understand if people aren't materialistic. I understand that. But I'm saying like, you still have to accept na there are things that will make us happy.
Oh, talag. Oh, sige, I'll travel na lang. I'll go to Japan this year.
Yan, yeah, gusto ko.
Okay, travel to Japan.
Okay, Japan. Yan. Yung mga luho.
End of
the year.
The year. Okay. Tapos, I'll go to Boracay with my family.
Ah. As in, ikaw mag, ano?
Ako mag-bubile for
you. Yun ang gusto ko naririnig. Yan. Oh, dadali mo sa Boracay. Nakikinig si tita ngayon.
Oo.
So, dadali mo mami at daddy mo sa Boracay. Sino doon ang babayaran mo? Mami mo?
Lahat sila.
Daddy mo? Pati si CJ?
Lahat
kaya
sila,
ni CJ
family. Babe, yun nga yung point eh. Bakit ako nangangarap? Kasi gusto ko lahat sila bayad pagpunta namin ng Bora. Huwag ka nang sumama. Kaya mo na yan.
Kasama ako eh.
Family ka ba?
Okay, kasama ako sa family pic. Okay, sige. Oh, travel to Boracay, Japan.
Gusto mo maging family.
I want one material. I want one material thing. Pareho lang yun eh. I want one purchase ng material. Sorry, I really want it. Gusto ko meron kang ano. Huwag mo ulo ko yun. Yung iyak mo sa Goyard, grabe.
Eh kaya nga eh, meron na ako. Ba't bibili pa ako ng isa pa?
Meron na rin naman ako relo, pero may isa pa akong relo eh.
Eh well, may itch ka talaga sa relo.
Hindi, gusto ko meron ka year purchase mo. This year's purchase mo. Guys, I want us to challenge ourselves. Kahit naman ako eh, like, may kotse naman tayo ngayon, hindi ko kailangan ng kotse. Pero like, challenge mo sarili mo.
Funny mo eh, sobrang ano.
May kotse tayo, meron ba?
Ang ano
diba?
Mo, oh, ang funny
hindi
mo.
Hindi ko naman kailangan ng Speedmaster. Pero like, ano tayo? Aim for the skies. Gusto ko lahat may material thing. Huwag niyo akong lukoy na, wala akong gusto, hindi. Paano kung bibili na ng tao? Bibili ng kaibigan mo para sa'yo. Oh, meron na bigla. And I want a big purchase. I want, when we say big purchase, di ba? It's relative, obviously. Pero, a new watch, a new bag, a new car. Ako, ang kotse, kaya ni CK, ayaw lang niya.
Masyadong mataas yung ano? Masyado siyang...
I have a question. If money was not an option, would you get a new car?
Huh?
Money was not a problem. Would you get your own car? Yung ako kasi yung ginagamit niya yung car ko eh. Car namin eh. Would you get a new car?
Hindi.
Hindi, kung may pera ka nga eh.
Hindi din.
Eh paano kung mawala yung kotse natin?
Ha? Huh?
Paano kung mawala?
Kaya magkakaroon ka ng bagos.
Hindi, kunyari nga mawala yung kotse natin. Let's see. Ayun. Ay, hindi. Screensaver lang pala. Wait lang guys ha. I don't know kung nakikita niyo kami.
Ayan.
Okay. Okay, like honest question. Do you want your own car na nakapangalan sa iyo na ikaw?
Siyempre, who doesn't? But okay. It's not this year.
No, babe, no. Di, yun nga yung point ko eh. Reach for the skies, land on the clouds. So you put a car. Because I remember, specifically, just a few weeks ago, may nakita siyang kotse na, babe, ang ganda, sobra.
Hindi yun yung rason.
No, you were like, babe, ang ganda, sobra. Gusto ko bumili ng ganyan, pero hindi ko pa kaya.
Hindi, alam mo kung ba't ko sinabi yun.
I stopped at gusto ko bumili niyan.
Hoy, alam mo kung ba't, hindi nga, like, nagbago. Noon kasi, guys, you need to understand, nung sinabi ko kay Mikey na bibili ako ng bagong car kasi na-discriminate ako ng guard sa parking.
Tama, na-discriminate
tapos sinabi ko sa kanya na meron ako isang car na cute
yung
na cute
kwento.
Ako.
Ito yung kwento. Kuya, yung car namin, very, ano to eh, binili, gift sa akin ng dad ko for nung college ako eh. Tama, di ba? After college, mm-mm, yung gift niya sa akin. It gets us from point A to point B. Pero, aminin man natin na it's 2022 now. So, medyo, you know, it's an old car. So, and with how people know us, feel ng tao, sobrang yaman namin eh. Like, medyo hindi siya bagay. Which my dad also talked to me about it. Na parang, oh, palata mo na. So, sisikin, na-discriminate na isang araw because I had a big hosting gig na puro mayayaman yun nandun. Tapos, sinubukan niya pumasok sa parking space na doon. Hindi siya pinapasok. So, na-discriminate siya. Which, obviously, it's stupid, but the challenge siya doon. Okay, so, ba't hindi mo ilagay?
Kasi parang,
ito yung thing, gets ko yung, hindi ko naman kailangan eh. Hindi nga yun yung point. Yung point ng activity
kaya
is,
nga, babe, well, I don't know. I'd rather put my money somewhere else than
nga,
a car.
Okay, see. What's that something else? Oh, sige. sige, what's that something else?
I want a property.
Hindi talaga yan. Ano yan? Daya mo. Ang daya mo, babe. That is not luho.
Hindi.
That is an investment.
Babe, eh kung yun nga yung gusto ko eh. Let's say na kukuha akong sasakyan. Ang sasakyan ko, 20K per month. Ilalagay ko na lang yan sa either a studio ganyan or a lupa ganyan.
Babe, you do know.
Kasi nga, gusto ko nga.
What if your job entails
babe, ano ba? O edi ito, new car. Sige na, I'll put it na.
Hindi, sige, wag car.
Because it's what you want for me eh.
No, I'm saying, hindi kailangan car. Pero gusto ko luho eh. Eh, ito mga to.
Luho yan.
Properties, not luho.
Bakit yun sa'yo? Luho ba ang car? Luho ba ang bigger room? Hindi kaya. Investment
luho
yan
ang
dahil
car.
Ginagamit mo yan sa work.
Ba't ikaw wala ang work?
Pero meron akong gamit sa work ko.
Paano nga kung paano yung kotse natin ngayon nasira?
Sige na, lalagyan ko na lang to ng
hindi,
isang
wag car.
Ano.
Oh, yan. Eh, finally. Okay. Let's say, one
kasi
luho.
Kasi guys, si Mikey ang kulit. Gusto
luho.
Niya, ano.
I want one luho.
Kakainis. Okay.
You know what? CK loves, ano din? CK loves the good life also. The good
I
things.
I do, but
okay,
like,
so I want
babe,
you to write.
Come on. No, you need to understand also kasi yung good life sa akin ngayon, nakakapag-shopping ako sa Zara, ganun.
Gets ko yung point mo na if I had the money, I would rather spend it elsewhere. That's not the point of the activity. The point of the activity is manifestation. No, I could also say kasi, why will I buy a car if I can start a house, invest in a house?
Eh kasi nga, investment
gets,
mo nga din
no,
yung car.
No, gets ko yun eh. That's not the point of the activity. The point of the activity.
Sige na, babe. Ito na lang. Gets ko na. Oh.
See? So guys, sa mga na sumasali dito, the point of the activity is not to buy a smart purchase. No, we are manifesting that we are going to be so successful this year na covered lahat ng business mo, covered lahat ng investment mo, saan ka luluho. Ang haba bigla lang sinulat niya. ano yan?
Yung perfume ko.
Wait, ano? Mace, France, Kirk, 200 okay. ml perfume. Andaya mo.
Babe, malaki yun ah. Yung 200 ml na yun, yung baccarat na yun,
sige,
guys.
Sige.
My gosh.
Wait, turn off mo muna. Okay. Sige.
Thank you, Lord. Napatahimik ko din si Mikey. Okay, so this is, okay ah.
So if you have that much money, you're gonna buy that?
I'm gonna buy this. If I had that much money, na to spare for something like this expensive, I'd buy this.
Okay, sige. Fair.
Okay, ito lang ah.
Fair.
Can I just, ano,
explain? Ano tawag dyan?
My son Francis
Kirk.
Yung Kirk.
Kirk.
Hindi ko naman. Okay. So this is something that I also want to explain kay Mikey. Kasi si Mikey, imi-melt niya talaga ako ng material na bagay. Kasi feeling niya may mga gusto. Feeling niya. Ewan ko bakit feeling niya may mga gusto.
Ito kasi, ang feeling ko kasi sa'yo, which is my problem than before. After I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Rich... Ano ta? Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Tama. After I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, my sickness before, not my sickness, but my mindset before was, I didn't want the good things. Because I felt like I didn't deserve them. I felt like I will never get to that level. That was the reason as to why I kept convincing myself that I don't need a new car. I don't need watches. I don't need the good things in life. Because I was convincing myself I didn't want them. Because I felt like I wasn't worthy enough for them. I didn't have enough money for them. That's why, para sa akin, I'd rather think. Because manifestation is real. If I tell myself that I can never buy a brand new car kasi saan ko naman kukunin yung pera, magkakatotoo yun eh. That's why I'm telling you right now, what if by December, mayaman ka na? Yun yung mindset, yun yung manifestation na sinasabi ko. So hopefully, I am milking you because I feel like you are convincing yourself, I don't need a new dress, a new bag, because I already have one. Yun nga yung point ko eh. Even if you do have one, you still have to manifest na, hindi, gusto ko tatlo eh. Yun yung point ng activity. Kaya hindi to yabang.
Oo, babe. Gets ko naman yun. But at the same time, kay Mikey kasi, kumbaga yung manifestations niya and everything, kumbaga, sa, okay pa siya eh. Like, hindi ko ma-explain.
Okay,
na,
okay.
Okay siya sa, coach. No, I mean, okay siya sa level ng work mo ngayon. Diba? Kasi, you need, to di, yun put yun, yourself in, no, wag mo muna kasing sabihin na, magiging mayaman ka, okay, gusto ko din naman talaga maging mayaman eh, pero honestly, di ba, kung magmamanifest ako, dun na lang muna ako sa,
realistic.
Sa realistic. Di ba? Kasi kung tatanungin mo ko ng talagang manifestations na, alam mo yon yung kahit alam kong hindi ko pa makukuha, ang dami ko pwedeng sabihin sa'yo.
Yun ang gusto ko.
Which is something na it doesn't make sense. In this 2023 manifestation.
To ah.
Tsaka kasi babe, wait lang. Wait sige, lang. Sige. Let me talk first. So sa akin kasi, nakakainis kasi. So sa akin, parang, honestly, sa ngayon ah, I like the good stuff, which is, nakakabili ako ng damit, nakakabili ako ng mga shoes, ng mga ganyan. But, feeling ko, pag bumili kasi ako ng, and guys, ang damit ko, like, hindi naman din siya sobrang ano, like, nakakapag-Zara naman ako, yung shoes ko, nakakapag-Charles and Keith ako. But I'm also at that point right now in my life na madami din akong alam ng high-end. Na feeling ko, pag bumili ako ng high-end, hindi ko pa yan ma-enjoy. Na parang, alam mo yon.
Because, mahal.
Hindi. Oo, kasi parang, wait lang.
Hindi pa regular sa'yo yun.
Oo,
di
hindi siya. Yun. Ang hirap kasi, ang high-end, pag binili mo, sabihin na natin, unless super yaman ka na nawala na lang sa high-end, inaalagaan yan.
E
sa parang, ayoko pa ng ganung responsibility.
Tama. So,
that's why,
good,
ayoko pa ng...
Ayaw mo i-control ka.
Oo, na parang ayoko na bibili ako ng high-end na parang, yes. Oh my gosh, meron akong ganito. Pero, alam mo yun, sobrang high maintenance. Hindi ko pa kayang mag-maintain ng high-end. So, if you would want me to tell you right now and to tell you guys na I want an LV bag, no, I'd rather have siguro mga 5 na Charles and Keith na bag na pwede kong pang everyday. Pwede
so, why can't we have 5 LV bags?
What? Talaga, babe? Do you honestly think?
Ito ah.
I'm more of in that realistic side.
Ito, baby. You know why I don't like the realistic approach to manifesting? Because where we were January of 2022, we could have been realistic.
Okay, ito na lang. Sige, I'll tell you why. Ayoko kasi na binabati yung mga bagay. That's personal.
Wait, so that's basically the opposite of manifestation. So you don't believe in manifestation?
No, I do. But what? Yung something that high for me, ayokong binabati.
Wait, so... But that is isn't manifestation like wala pang
may mga bagay like may mga bagay for me na kumbaga ewan ko baka it's just something na ako personally minamanifest ko din yung mga bagay na sa sarili ko gusto ko or like kaya ko But yun nga, again, kasi ayoko pa nga din kasi ng mga high-end.
Like, no, I think I'm there that dun ako sa mas... So, hindi ka pala naniniwala sa... So, you feel
no,
like...
Nga, mani- no, nga ako.
Question. You feel like
but
manifesting
at the same time, no.
the too good to be true stuff is also bati them, making them bati.
Not in a way, oo, but alam mo yun, parang ako lang kasi, ang mga minamanifest ko, yung alam ko na parang...
Hindi manifest yun, love. Hindi manifest yun.
Manifesting yun.
Pero
hindi yung alam mo.
Yun.
Pero, but you're still dreaming about it. Pero alam mo yun, yung parang, let's say na,
alam ko
wala
na.
Pa kasi
alam
ako sa
na.
Material stuff eh.
I
that's
have a
why
question,
you...
babe. Do you not manifest these things because you don't want to lead yourself on?
No, it's just, kasi babe, honestly, yung gusto mo sa akin ngayon material, diba? Wala pa kasi talaga ako, hindi ako nagma-manifest ngayon ng material na bagay. Like, I'd rather manifest having mas sa career. Pag doon tayo sa career, baka mas madami akong sabihin sa'yo.
Hey, totoo, pumunta tayo doon. Sorry
kaya
guys,
nga.
Ang haba na nito.
Sorry, pero, I'm so sorry guys, but this is just
lang kami.
Para lang you and the viewers would understand.
Yeah,
no,
babe. Difference of thinking
kaya
lang
nga,
natin. Difference
kaya
of thinking.
Nga, babe. So, it's just that right now also, I can't, wala talaga akong, kumbaga, hindi ako masyadong focus sa material na manifestations. Talaga. Lahat ng manifestations ko for 2023, sobrang career-wise.
Which marami din naman akong career-wise.
Oo, diba? Pero, you have to understand, again, we'll go back to the, like, 2 episodes before, na career-wise, wala pa akong, alam mo yun? Which hindi nyo, again, parang ito, something also na, kumbaga, I accept content creation. I love content creation. But at the same time, the same way na merong isang viewer na nag-reach out sa akin telling me that he was feeling the same thing. Na kumbaga, nandun pa din kasi talaga kami sa gusto namin mag-try, mag-explore.
Okay.
So kumbaga, diba, parang ako kasi, as much as I want to stick with content creation na lang. Like, talaga minsan naiisip ko, wag ko na lang kaya ituloy yung sa corporate. But, at the same time, feeling ko, i-regret ko din yun. Okay. Kasi, hindi ako nag-try. Kahit mag-try lang, gets?
Okay.
So, most of my manifestations for 2023, career-wise talaga siya. Not really material. Na
okay.
Parang...
I'll give you a pass. Maybe, I already know kasi what I want.
So, kasi,
alam ko na yung path na iti-take ko this year. Alam ko na rin yung mga i-build ko this year, anong parte ng buhay ko na kumbaga, meron man ako minamanifest, it's basically in that industry.
Kaya nga, yun
okay.
Nga yung sinasabi ko kanina.
I'll give you a pass.
Yun
so maybe once you find your
doon
na kita hihinga ng mga...
Okay. Yun yung sinasabi ko kanina pa, babe. Na for Mikey, it's easier to manifest things kasi, kumbaga, meron siyang... Alam mo yun, may blueprint siya kasi.
May drawing na ako, ikukulayan ko na lang eh. Ikaw,
kasi,
dumudrawing ka pa.
Kumbaga, let's say, ngayon, career. Alam mo na, posible, may potential na magkaroon ka ng ganitong job because of your job right now.
Okay.
Or ito yung mga... Ganun
okay,
kasi.
Pagbigyan. So for see? Those people na nandit... Okay, so again, this is the... I think the beauty and the gulo of this podcast is because nga laki ng age gap, 'di ba? So okay, I'll give her that. So you want to travel to Japan, which
I want to do this talaga winter season. I'm gonna go there sa December.
Ikaw lang, di mo ako sasama?
I don't like.
Wait, so kung yung travel to Bora mo, dadalhin mo yung family mo?
Oo, family.
Yung travel to Japan tayong dalawa. Mm-mm. So babayaran mo din ako.
Huh?
Kasi travel to Bora, family, travel to Japan.
Kaya hindi kita nilagay dyan eh.
So you just expect me to go with you to Japan?
No. You can or you can't not go with me.
Nako.
O sige na nga, manifestation. Sige, lilibre ko si Mikey ng accommodation.
Hindi na, ako muna maglilibre sa'yo. Hindi pa kita nalilibre ng travel eh. Okay, sige.
Actually,
now I feel like alipin up sa lapi because bro, I'm buying my brand new car. Fuck that. O, sa mga nasa edad ko na at pareho na tayo mag-isip, mag-manifest tayo ng mga bibili natin this year.
Diba?
Okay. Okay, career.
You write it down.
Career.
See, this is why lagi ko sinasabi sa kanya when he asked me, anong gusto mo? Kanina tinanong ko, wala talaga. Because ever since December, I was already manifesting certain things career-wise talaga. Because that's what I want, honestly.
Okay. Ano yun? A career. Oh, sige, oh, career. Oh,
I
sige,
want
ako
a stable career life okay. in 2023, guys.
Okay. Career. I wanna have my own show on Signal or TV5. Either or. Basta on a mainstream network. I feel like I'm not gonna say I deserve it, but I'm gonna work hard enough and I've worked hard enough to actually be trusted na okay, may sariling show si Mikey. I've had shows na akin, diba, sa YouTube ko, with brands, but I want my own show on a mainstream network.
Give him a show, guys!
Own sports basketball show. Okay. So, yun yung, ano ko, sports broadcasting side. Ano ba? Shoot first? Shoot first.
Give him a studio.
Oh, my studio. No, I want a brand. This is manifestation. I don't know how it will happen, but hopefully it does. I want a brand, company, or whatever to fully sponsor Shoot First. I want Shoot First to be Shoot First brought to you by.
Oh, lagay mo, lagay mo.
Okay, so
Shoot ano ba yun? Co-present?
I don't want to say na may bibili ng Shoot First. Eh. It's more of a brand or company trusts Shoot First enough na, okay, pasok kami dyan. Main sponsor sila. Kasi wala pang ganun ng Shoot First. Parang per episode pa lang. Mm-mm. Gusto ko yung buo.
Long-term
big deal.
Long-term partnership oo, na, with the brand.
Okay, saan tayo kukuha ng studio? O dito. Ganyan. Okay, so big. Sorry, dami nag-message siya ng TV5. Eto na. Mukhang mangyayari na yung una. De, joke lang. Okay. Ano ba? Ano tawag doon?
Basta ano?
Main sponsor? Shoot uh-oh. First main sponsor? Okay. Shoot first. X.
XX.
Okay. Influencer? Ah! I can't say Seiko will sign me because I wanna buy an Omega.
Oh, they just, I think what Mikey wants kasi for 2023, I want influencer brand. Life, yeah. He wants a long-term partnership.
Yung big brand.
Oo, big brand. Kumbaga, mga ano na.
I want to sign
the Sharks.
Oh, yung big brand eh. Yung pagkakatiwalaan ako ng brand na long-term. Hindi na to per campaign. Kami kasi ngayon per campaign eh. Oh, ito, campaign. Oh, I want a brand to trust me enough na absorb ka namin, ambassador ka namin. Ganon.
Hindi man absorb yun.
Kukunin ka namin.
Endorser.
Endorser. Gusto ko maging ambassador ng big brand. Yun. Ambassador. Yun lang, di ba?
Yun lang, di ba? Career-wise.
Ano pa bang mga part ng career ko na wala na amazing?
Hosting?
Wala naman. I mean, the usual. Magka-gig. Wala man ako, hindi man ako magiging ano eh. Gig lang naman yun eh. Ano pa ba? Pa nga ba? 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Hey, that's what may
sinulat na ako eh.
150!
Hindi. Mahirap yung 150.
Sabi mo 150. Manifest ko na lang.
Mahirap
150
yung 150, na. Babe. Ano yung sinulat ko yun? 100 plus. 100K plus. O basta plus. 40, ano na ba tayo ngayon? 56?
56.
So, 44,000 in 12 months. Parang failure yun ah.
Oh, sabi siya, 150.
100,000 in a year?
Lagay mo lang 150.
Ayoko madismaya. Gusto ko ma-check eh. Mga 120.
Grabe ka naman. Lahat naman ganun. Hindi naman lahat ng...
Minsan. 120K. IG. 400,000.
TikTok. So, ano ka na ba? 160 something?
180.
Ha, 180 ka na pala.
Oh, 180. Ayan. Yan yung influencer life. Tama. Oh, 183.
Sarap naman.
Yan yung influencer life. Tama, di ba? So, I covered my TV5 career, my sports broadcasting career. I covered Shoot First. I covered Ambassador, my personal. Yung dalawa. You know what? I want also yung Shoot First TBH. I want both Shoot First and TBH to be bought, not bought, but to for a brand to come in and say we're part of that na. So gusto ko maging ano siya. Shoot First brought to you by or TBH brought to you by
K-Mine Career.
Yan, yung gusto ko marinig. All right.
Ito na naman siya.
Career. Yan ang gusto mong bilhin.
Tigil mo. Tigil mo, ba? Mommy, oh! Kulit! Okay, career. Number one, I want, again, I want a stable career life in 2023. So, I want to find out kung ano na ba yung, how do you say that? Kumbaga, kasi kung si Mikey, I want Mikey's TV5. Period. I want...
You want a regular.
I want a regular... Basically, gusto ko ng payroll.
Basically, gusto niya ng regular na flexible enough na magagawa din niya yung sarili niyang...
Oo.
Okay. So like kasi, TV5. Okay. So, and not office. Obviously not office. She wants a regular payroll that can mesh with the KOL life. Mm-hmm. The KOL schedule. Okay. Mm-mm. Tama. Okay, so you want your own TV5.
Yeah.
Maganda business din yan.
Ano yan?
Business. Di ba? Pwedeng ganun yan. If it's kung hindi man corporate business.
That's why I wanted to invest. O, di ba sabi mo dito, investment. Yan, invest. I want...
So you want your own... You want your own na?
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Invest
not
lang. Yet. May dividends.
Baka, ano, investment muna sa 2023. As much as I want to start my own brand, feeling ko kasi, since magulo-gulo pa tayo career-wise, baka hindi ko siya matutukan. And at the same time, I would want to, kumbaga, gusto ko pa mag-ipon ng experiences, ng lessons, kasi ayoko naman mag-start din ng business na kumbaga medyo blinded pa ako sa anong mga dapat gawin. Tapos, ayoko din mag-start na half-hearted ako. So, 2024, yun ang goal ko. So, investment muna. Gusto kong dagdagan yung investment ko. So, yan, mag-invest sa mga, ano na, nakatayo na business.
Uy, I also want that.
Oh, sige, oh, Mikey's daw, he wants an investment. Oh, how many more?
Investment din ako. I want an investment sa business, one business na malaki. And, I really wanna start investing on a, gusto ko na ng bahay, lupa. Paano tayong titira? Oy guys, by the way, para lang hindi naman, para lang hindi na kayo maano, wala pong proposal na mangyayari this year, ha?
I want to know, proposal.
Wala pong proposal.
Joke lang.
Pupokus po muna talaga kami sa kanya, ano namin.
Oh, so you want an investment and you want a property.
Yeah, I think a property na.
You're so gaya-gaya naman.
Ano kaya? Yung property, dahil tayong dalawa din yan eh. Okay, go.
Ayoko muna humati hanggat hindi ka pa pupropose. Galing mo naman. Mautak siya dun, guys. Asa! So, I want an investment. Another business to invest. Probably one or two. Sana mga two. Sige, lagay natin two. Two investments this year. And then, okay, I want a regular payroll. I want an investment. Influencer life. Influencer life. KOL life. I want 100. Huh? 100? Sige, mga ano. O yan, 120k followers on Instagram.
Wow! Buti, daya mo. 120 ako, 150 ka. 150, make it 150.
Bakit ako 150?
Mag-summer na din, madami kang
followers. Sige, 150k followers by the end of the year. May TikTok! I'm gonna cry, guys. Sobrang intimidated ko pa din sa TikTok. But right now, I'm at 22. So, goal ko, ano, 60.
Ano ngayon?
60K. Ano 22.
100 naman. Dinobel ko yung sa akin eh.
Ah, sige. 100.
Di pala ako naririnig. Oh, 100.
Ala, hindi naman double yun eh.
Isang matinding viral lang yan.
Okay, 100K followers on TikTok.
Okay.
TikTok.
Ay, alam mo kung ano gusto ko din.
Tapos, wait lang ako muna. At, brands. Ano ba yung lagi? Yeah. Tinatanong sa amin to ni Mika eh.
Na-manifest ba natin yung mga brands na sinabi natin nung una? Parang hindi. Pero mas marami namang iba.
A brand. Yeah. I want to be part of SSI Lives.
Ako rin gusto
content
ko rin
creators.
Gusto ko rin yung SSI Life.
I super want to be SSI Life. I want to be part of SSI
Life. SSI Life.
And I want... Kaya ko ba to? I want... Ay, huwag na pala. Oh, sige. I want a long-term ano din with the brand. Sabi ko sana, specific
ano?
Brand.
Oh, sige, pero, ano?
Globe.
Ay, yung nga, no? Nga pala, gusto ko nga pala na network provider. Sinabi ko na yun, eh.
Basta...
Hindi, basta network provider. Smart, Globe.
Wala, we want the net... Okay.
Yeah, we both want a network provider. Alam mo yun, libre na line mo. Tapos binibigyan ka ng telepono every year. Gusto ko nung ganun.
We want a network provider.
Yeah. I think that counts as the ambassador that sinabi ko. Yeah.
O, yun lang. For me, career-wise...
Kala ko ba madali?
Ay, hindi. Meron pa ako. Sa TBH, gusto ko may sarili ng maayos na studio. Setup studio for TBH. Studio for TBH. Siyempre, gusto ko din ng mga brands. Gusto natin.
Hindi, Matic naman yun. Yung mga ano yun eh. Uh-oh. Yun yung mga Matic eh. Pero like, may mamanifest tayong malaking brand.
Ano ba?
So hopefully, malaking brand.
Yeah. Yan lang for me.
Like, alam mo, gusto ko ng ano, designer brand, no? Sarap na pagkatiwala. Di, alam mo, maganda. Kasama na tayo sa mga event.
Na?
Mga big events. LV, gano'n.
O kaya nga, SSI Life ngayon, babe.
Ah, yun ba yun? SSI Life.
Okay, so that's it for me. Career-wise, I want a regular, yung payroll na ano.
In short, gusto niya ma-discover.
Gusto ko na magandang, maganda tuloy. Kumbaga, gusto ko na may regular income. Yeah. Kasi honestly, na-enjoy ko talaga yung mga benefits ng regular
okay,
job
wait.
Ko.
Okay. I have ano muna.
Ano, naiyakan na
kailangan
naman eh.
Kailangan ko muna ng assurance. Para lang lahat ng tao.
Babe, kaya,
tao.
Guys, hindi ko pababayaan yung content creation okay, live ko. Yun lang yung gusto sabihin ni Mikey. Yan na naman siya. Na kapag naririnig niya sa akin yung regular job, binabaril niya pag feeling niya pababayaan ko
growth,
yung content.
Eh.
Tingin mo pababayaan ko? Tingin mo?
Basta hindi nga.
Okay tingin na, mo nga, babe. Ano sa tingin mo? Sabihin mo babe. Sa akin ngayon, do you think I will...
There was a time that you said pag naging okay ka sa office, office na yun.
Kailan yun? Okay ako nun sa content creation.
Kailan ka naging okay sa content creation?
Diba nung nag-content creation ako, nag-focus man ako sa content creation.
Lamang na siya sa followers.
Sinabi niya, guys,
yun.
Sinabi ko yun dati kay Maggie, nung ayoko na ulit na mag-content creation, mga first half of 2022, nasabi ko siya na lang.
First half ba yun?
Oo, sabi
ko
sa'yo.
Kaya pala, kaya namin na-meet yung manager namin kasi gusto niyang magpaturo paano niya ako i-manage.
Oh.
Ayun, naging talent.
Oh.
Ganun kagaling yung manager namin. Gusto maging manager, naging talent.
So, there you have it. Those
yan yung mga
all
ano
namin. Of our manifestations for 2023.
Guys. So, when we do check these, hopefully, yung mga nakanood nito, you'd celebrate with us. I don't know how. Maybe we'll put up a community na din siguro. Kahit may 500 lang dun. Wala namang mali dun, di ba? But yeah, these are the things that we want to accomplish in 2023. And for sure, there will be new goals as we move on. I'm still manifesting na ma-reach namin to early in the year. That means naging sobrang okay yung naging taon namin. I think with our lines kasi of jobs or whatever, Very unpredictable. You don't know kung aakit ka, bababa ka. So medyo, hopefully, ma-accomplish namin to mga to early in the year para tumuloy-tuloy kami. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully, y'all have your own lists that we can all cross out together through the year. Please, aim for the skies, land on the clouds. Huwag kayong matatakot mag-fail. Because at the end of the day, if you say, I wanna buy an LV bag, and at the end of the year, hindi ka umabot sa LV bag, I'm sure nag-progress ka enough, makakabili ka ng...
Tory Burch.
Oh, Tory Burch or whatever. So, aim for the skies, land on the clouds. No judgments naman eh. Ang ayoko is, you're cutting yourself short because you believe hindi ka abot sa point na yon. Yun yung natutunan ko in this last year na parang, okay, all this time pala, kinoconvince ko lang sarili ko. Gusto ko pala talaga ng magandang buhay, but I was convincing myself I didn't want it because... Natatakot akong baka hindi naman ako umabot doon. So, hindi. Ano tayo? We're all gonna make it. Magkikita-kita tayo sa taas. And, yun. Looking forward to crossing these out with you. Di ba pwedeng, ano mo rin, life, ano mo rin sa 2020, hindi maging masungit? Pwede bang
pwedeng ilagay mo din sa'yo na wag akong uratin, babe. Sana ilagay mo na hindi ka nang kakot na sa TBH. Lagay nga natin dito. Gagalit na yung nanay ko.
Ah, ang number yeah. one, ano natin, viewer slash listener.
Yeah. Ano si yun?
Shout out kasi. Nga para kay tita, shout out.
Hi, mom.
Shout out. Tama ba, ayun. Shout out?
Ano pa ba? So, yun lang for me. You know, guys, looking at our manifestations right now, it's very different. Kasi, again, the age gap. It's the age gap. And at the same time, feeling ko, it was last year, 2022, na dun ko pa lang, dun pa lang talaga nagsistart yung feeling ng growth for me. Like personally, career-wise, dun ko pa lang naiintindihan yung maturity na after college, ganyan. Kumbaga, mas nagiging clear kasi yung path ko to wherever I'm going nung 2022. So I just want that to continue. And at the same time, kumbaga gusto ko ng mas specific na ano ngayon. Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Hopefully nag-enjoy kayo ang haba ng episode yeah, na to, 1 like hour 30 minutes. Hour 30. Pero mag-enjoy.
Pambawi
to guys kasi matagal tayong wala. Maybe we can release this now or tomorrow. Oh, we'll see. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you very much for all the support. 2022 was a blast. 2023 is gonna be even better for all of us. All right, makita-kita tayo sa taas. Hopefully, ma-cross out natin yung ating mga manifestations.
Yeah.
As we
and
go through the year.
On our next episodes, we will be going back
balik
to our letter senders. So you can email us at tbh.tkimaiki@gmail.com. You can also DM us on our personal Instagrams. And don't forget to comment down below your manifestations for 2023. What's my extra? Happy New Year!
Ano yung extra mo? Take care of yourselves. Take care of your face.
Oh, na-realize ko kasi hindi akin yun. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your face. Take care of your skin. Drink all right. Lots of water.
Alright, guys. Follow us on all social media accounts. We'll see you all on the next one.
Bye.